At Husker Harvest Days, we're at the Orthman display. We're going to visit with Mike Peterson, who is the lead agronomist with Orthman, a precision tillage agronomist. And Mike, good to see you here. And we were talking about Orthman's research program, which you were telling me is really ramped up here the last few years.
Yes, it has, Ken. We are working in 16 different sites here in the United States. We have UNL out at North Platte. We have a site at our own farm near Lexington, Nebraska. And then we have sites in Colorado and various other states that we're looking at. How can strip-till really help when we have the dry periods like we've got right now?
Well, let's talk about that. What about this year? Strip-till, show it stuff?
Strip-till has really shown that it is offering an advantage not only over the conventional full-width tillage, but looking at the no-tillage systems. We're showing some great improvements, plus also we know that we've got corn in the field where in other places they've already just it under.
Okay, and tell us again why strip-till, I mean, why is it different, why it makes a difference?
One of the first things is we have noticed by my observations working in the field is that we can get the root system to get down into the depth of the field quicker. We can establish a larger root system so that it has more soil volume to absorb more water and nutrients, therefore it can withstand longer periods of drought. And in fact, we've got some places where we've looked at the roots that went to 7 foot this year, and that's pretty tremendous.
So I assume you're always looking to refine the system and make improvements. What are you working on right now?
At Lexington, Nebraska, for instance, we're looking at how can we establish the plant soon enough by using the right kind of fertilizers, maybe some other amendments that go with that, to get that plant off on the best healthy start that you can. And it's showing it's worthwhile.
So you really are looking at beyond just what the equipment can do. You're looking at a total system process.
Yes, we are. We're looking at how strip-till affects all aspects of planting corn or soybeans, mainly what goes below ground. And below ground is where the roots are, and the roots are where 98% of the nutrients are taken up.
Who ought to be looking at strip-till?
I think everybody in the United States should be looking at strip-till, but, you know, it's predominantly the guy probably from the Missouri River West that really sees the gain in strip-till. Now, we are having, though, advantages shown in the central part of the Corn Belt that are fantastic.
And with the results that you've seen this year with the drought, I would imagine a lot of folks are taking a closer look even further east.
Oh, yes. We're seeing that people further east of Missouri River, on even beyond the Mississippi, are seeing that strip-till has given them advantages of anywhere from 20 to 50 bushel compared to what they were seeing under their conventional. Now, 20 to 50 doesn't sound like a whole lot, but you take 30 to 80 and plus, it makes a world of difference.
For those that might not be totally familiar with strip-till, I mean, where does it fit into the whole reduced-till system?
Well, strip-till is acknowledged by the USDA as part of the no-till system. We're leaving more than 30% of the ground covered with residue, normally closer to 70%, and that holds moisture, and it also gives a chance for the plant to stay viable in a very drought condition like now.